It says cholatz v'yosam maimer v'nosan get. So bishleim a cholatz you make chalitza first v'yosam maimer, then you made a maimer itzuch. They have to tell us that the maimer is not chal. Because sarkut anta chaminah, I would have thought nigza maimer the boss of chalitza. Let's make exera in a case that you make maimer before chalitza. Maimer the boss of chalitza, right? Oto maimer the kame chalitza. Maybe you make a gzera. If you make maimer first, then chalitza, the maimer is chal. So maybe when you make a chalitza first and then a maimer, it should also be chal. K'mashmalon loy gazrina, we don't make this gzera, no. If you make chalitza first, that's it. You took away all the zika. If you make a maimer afterwards, it means nothing. Ela, but what does the Mishnah have to tell us? Cholat, if you made a chalitza, v'nosan get, then you give her a get, that's not chal. Lomali, like what do you have to say? It's l'pshita. If you gave a chalitza, there's nothing there. For more time, according to you, I ask another kasha. Eima seifa. Bo'a v'yosa maimer. If you made bia, then you made maimer. Bo'a v'nosan get. That did not chal. So vishleima bo'a v'nosan get yitzurach sakot v'chaminach. Nigza get the bo'a bilo or to get the kama bilo. Maybe this gzera, we make a get first, that it helps. So maybe afterwards it also helps. Kamash v'lo, no, you don't make this gzera. T'loi gazrinin. Avo bo'a v'yosa maimer. If you made bia, and then you make him, the other brother makes a maimer. Lomli, what do you have to tell me is maimer is not chal? Pshita, Ella, what do you have to answer? Like we said before, Adi de Tony cholatz v'yosa maimer, Tony nami bo v'yosa maimer. See, also, Avadi de Tony, Vadi de boy lemisni bo v'nosan get, Tony nami cholatz v'nosan get. And Echnami, one case may be extra, but since it says the other cases, it repeats itself and says this case over also. And now the Mishnah says like this, Bizman Shehi, so it's Machlaikis, when do we say Ein Biyacha Biya? The end of the Mishnah was the Machlaikis we had. Here we had, the end of the Mishnah said about Ein Acha Chalitza Klum, Bein Betchila Bein Biyemza, Bein Besaif. But Chalitza doesn't make enough Tumina when it is, nothing happens after Chalitza. Then the Mishnah said, V'habila, Bizman Yis, one of the Yevam, one of them makes Biya with her, is Mekai Mitzibum, then we say, Vizman Chi Betchila in Achre Klum. If it happens first, nothing's afterwards. Biyemtsa Vizsai Vyesh Achre Klum. But if you make the Biya in the middle, or at the end, in other words, first you made a get, and then you made a Biya, then we say Yesh Achre Klum. Rebbe Nechemyu Aymeno, Achaz Bilu Vyachaz Chlitza, Bein Betchila Bein Vizsai Bein Biyemtsa, Ein Achre Klum. So you had a machloekes tanakamig of Nechemya, what's going to be the locha by a biya biyemtsa? Do we say yesh achre klum or ein achre klum by a biya biyemtsa? So we're also like this, that masnisin deloy kiyay tana, our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya, abe yoisi ben yoichanon ish Yerushalayim oimer, mishum Rabbi Meir, that achas bila v'yachas chalitza, doesn't make enough kumina whether you do a bila or you give a chalitza. Betchila ein achre klum. If first one yovim goes to a yavama and gives the chalitza, or else he gives a yibila yibum, nothing happens afterwards. So this Tana holds even by chalitza. It's only if you first give a chalitza ein achre klum. That means if you give one chalitza, then you give maima to the second one. Whatever you do afterwards is not chal. But what about biyemtso v'saif? Let's say first you give a get to one. And then you give chalitza to the second one. Since the chalitza was biyemtza, Rabbi Abba holds that yeshach reklum, something is chal afterwards. So it's not like our Mishnah. So it comes out is v'sholosh machlekes bedover. There are three different shittas in this inyan. If you say something happens after you gave a chalitza, or after you made a biya, you made yibum. So what? Tanakama, so but Tanakama of our Mishnah holds biyod yikulam migzor gazrinam. Biya, it makes a difference whether it came betchila basoif. Only betchila do we say in achre klum, but a biya biyemtsa yesh achre klum, because it makes zeris. Chalitza the lechle migzor. Chalitza doesn't make enough kmina. What could go wrong? Loi gazrina, we don't make any zeris. So chalitza, even though chalitza was given second, whenever chalitza was given after chalitza, nothing takes place. That was a tanakam svara. Rabbi Nechemya sovereign, our Mishnah, the second mandiyam was Nechemya holds, Biya Nami Lekla Migzer. By Biya Rost, you can't make any Xeris. O the Kamrit, Ligza Biya Acharaget, Mishon Biya Rakachalitza. Nein, Kiva Nechalitza, the Eraisa, made the idea. Since Chalitza is made Eraisa, everybody knows you have the Chalitza is nothing. O the Kamrit, you want to say Ligza Biya Racha Maimer. In the case where first you made Maimer, then somebody made Biya. make a gzera that the beer is not it. You could have something afterwards. Mishrim beer acha beer. So Mara says no. Kivon the beer, the raisa, who made the idea. Everybody knows about it. See, from the Chem Yod, it doesn't make an afkumina whether you make a beer or a chalitza, bein betchila, bein biyemtza, bein basayf. Whenever you make a beer or a chalitza, the din is ein achreklum. After that, nothing is chal, you don't make any gzeres. Now, this last brisa we had, the Abba Yossi ben Chanan Sovalo Karabonin. He always really liked Rabbanan to like the Tanakama Shita, that we make gzeres by beer. But he just holds the Gazi Bebiya, the Goza Chalitza Mishrim Biya. Even by Chalitza Rossi makes Gzeres. So when do we say Ein Acha Chalitza Klum? That's only if the Chalitza came first. But at first he gave one Yavama, let's say Mimer. Then the second one he gave Chalitza. We make the Gzera that there is Acha Chalitza Klum. You could give a get, you could give a Mimer after the Chalitza. And the Gzera is not the Mishrim Biya. And B, the Gzeris may be come to do an Yisidiraisa. See, if Rabbi Yosef makes the Gzeri even by Chalitza, that when do we say, Ein Acha Chalitza Chlum? Only when the Chalitza comes first. So he holds Bein Chalitza, Bein Bia. If you do that first, then nothing happens afterwards. But if you did something else first, and the Bia or the Chalitza comes Biemtso Basoif, he holds Yesh Achrea Chlum. Yesh Achrea, something else could be Chal afterwards. Hod Had Melecho, Rabbi Gamliel. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Habu al yivimtoi. Now this, how are you mekayim mitzvot yibum? Maisi, your brother died, his wife is yivama, you're the yavam, so you're the mitzvah is to go and have beer with her, go live with her. So habu al yivimtoi. If the yavam goes and lives with his yivama, bein b'shoigig, when he did it b'shoigig, Rashi says that means kesova sheyishtoi, or yishacheres, he did not even realize that she is his yivama. She thought he's his wife. She's his wife. So he did the mitzvah b'shoigeg. Bein b'mezid. So Rashi means l'shem znus. He did it stam l'shem znus, lo l'shem mitzvah. He didn't have a mind to do the mitzvah yibum. He did it b'mezid, stam he wanted to live with her. Bein b'yoynes, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, whether he was forced. Bein b'rosim, when he did it willingly. And afilu hu shoigeg v'hi mezida. Even in the case where the yavam, he is a shoigeg, he doesn't even realize it. He thinks it's his wife. The mezida, she's doing it mamish mezida means l'shem znus, not l'shem mitzvah. That's the opposite way. Who mezid? The yavam is doing it l'shem znus. The shogeges, she doesn't realize that it's the yavama. Who honors? He is forced to do it. The loyanusa, she's not forced. He anusa, she is forced. V'loyanus, doesn't make a difference. L'maisa mediraisa, the din yibum this man yom holds is even without kavana. The mitzvah is the maisa when the yavam lives with the yavama. That's a kima mitzvah yibam, that she becomes his wife automatically, even without das kinyan. Still, you are kind of about the maisa. You did the maisa bia. Now, echad ma'ara v'yechad ha'goymer. Now, what is called bia? How far do you have to go into her? So, ha'ma'ara just means her aura. Rashi says shlagoma biyosa. See in the Gemara what that means. He just put his Eva next to her. He didn't go inside her. He wouldn't make a Gemar beer. That's also a Kinyan Yibam. The Yechra Gomer, Navad, if you went into her completely, Avad a Kona. So Drashi, Vizocha, Benachlo, she Lamaisa becomes your wife, and you're Yashin her. The Yoitzi beget, now if you want to get rid of her, get rid of her with a get. In Boloitzi, if you want to give her a get, now you don't need Chalitza anymore. After this beer, even Amora. A little bit, still she became your wife. And now to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. For loichilag bein bia lebia, there's no difference how the bia was. So Rashi learns bein bia lebia means bein bia kedarko leshloi kedarko, or bein ora legemar bia. So Rashi has here that even a bia shloi kedarko is also kinda vayivam. Vechein habo al achat mikol aroyi shabatayra. Who are did when you're doing an aveira? If you're living with your mother, with your sister. When you're living with any one of the Aroya Shabbat Torah, or if Sulais, or else somebody that's possible to you, Kagoin Amon Lekoin Godol, or else Jerusha Chalutz Lekoin Hedjit, or else Mamzeros and Asin Yisrael, or else Bas Yisrael or Mamzil Nosin, is Posla, that the apostle is an Aveiro, for lechilik ben bia lebia. There's no nafkumina whether you do the bia kadarko, you do the bia shlei kadarko, whether you do the bia only ha'oro, just a little bit, or you do a gemar bia, you're over the Aveiro, you're over the lav. And the nafkumina Rashi says, to true mamon, at the end of Rashi says, nafkumina is the mukia le, hay yisrael, ba'oro ka gemar bia. The chiddush of our mishnah is any type of a bia you have with these noshim that are rosa to you, you get malchus for it. It does not have to be a gemar bia, a complete bia. It's enough just horror, a little bit. We'll see in the gemara exactly what horror is. So the gemara, ma yafilu. What does it mean afilu? It says loshin yafilu hu shaygig. What's the yafilu? So gemara says loy mi boy koma. The mishnah means not only this, even that. That what? Loi mi boy, not only who shaygi, but he is a shaygi. He doesn't realize, he thinks it's his wife. V'ikom achavna lemitzvah. And she knows, she's the yavam and he's the yavam, and she has come on l'shem mitzvah. Inam, in another case, who makes it? He's the mezid. That means he is doing it l'shem znus. V'ikom achavna lemitzvah. And she, though, is doing l'shem mitzvah. Still it's good. So not only these cases, that I call upon him, she is doing it l'shem mitzvah, even though he's not. Ela bot afilu hu shaygig. V'imezida, even in the case that he thinks it's his wife. And she's doing it l'shem znus. She's a mezida, not doing l'shem mitzvah. Still, even, titavayu loika mechavn l'shem mitzvah, even though both of them do not have in mind to do the mitzvah. Yibam now, afilu hochi kona, that's the lochi, even so, still is koina. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though both of them don't have the shem mitzvahs yibum, both are doing the shem other reason, the shem znus or shaygeg, still the ma'aser that did the ma'aser mitzvah, and he's kinda, she becomes his wife. Tony, we learned, Rebbe Chia, that afilo shneim shaygegin. Even if both of them are shaygeg, both think there's not a mitzvah, they think it's their own wife, their own husband. Shneim mezidim, both have in mind do the shem znus. Shneim anusim, the both forced. Still, that's the din. Still, the koina. Still, you mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara onus the masnis nechidomi. What does it mean that the yavam was forced to live with his yavama? Who forced him? Hechidomi. What are we talking about? Ilay mokashon su avdikechovim, that goyim mamish forced the yavam to live with his yavama. Obo aleni came upon her. For the Gemara of Omar, Rava says, "Ein einus li'erva." That's not called an einus. They can't force a man to have bia. Why? Lefi shein kishri el ladas. A person is aver only becomes hard if he has in mind. It's up to him. The person doesn't want to, his aver doesn't become hard. So they don't have bia. Yaver has to first become a kish, has to become hard. So it's not called a ma'aser, the goyim forced you. A goy could force you to do an action, they could force you to kill someone, they could force you to push you. But here, to make your eva become hard, the Gemara says, Loshen ain't kishri ela badas. It's up to you to do it. So they can't force you to do it. So what does it mean that the goyim forced you to have the bia? L'chura, the goyim are not forced you, that's something you have to do yourself. Ela biyoshin. So Rashi, we're talking about a case in Eskasha Kushiyoshin. The man that was sleeping, and in the middle of his sleep, his eva became hard. Now the goyim take him when his eva is hard and push him into her. That's called an onus. That's called the goyim forced him to make the ma'aser bia. For the Gemara of Amar Rav Yehuda, Yosh.